You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
On Waitangi Day this year, the Green Party called upon the government to put a stop to perpetual land leases, an outdated law that has some big impacts for Māori landowners. Today I spoke to Elizabeth Kerikeri from the Green Party, and I started by asking her what a perpetual land lease is.
Perpetual leases were put into place about 120 years ago, and it's where the government had already created reserve lands for Māori, and then they took those lands and took them over, and they leased them out to European settlers who were coming in. They decided who those leaseholders would be, how long they could be there, or how long their lease would be for, and how much to charge them, which of course was a peppercorn rental, very, very low. And but they decided that, and what makes it perpetual, was that they could renew those leases forever. So the tenant, the leaseholder, chose to keep them or not the actual Māori landowners, who had no part and no consent to the entire process. Bizarrely, this still happens today.
Your party is calling for perpetual land leases to be stopped. Were you hoping for this on or before Waitangi Day?
Well, we announced it at Waitangi because, you know, it's the nature of the place that we're at. It's the first part of our campaign for Hoki Whenua Mai, land back. And because we're saying this land is already owned by Māori, but bizarrely have no control over it. And so ending perpetual leases is a simple law change that could be done this year. And then it's giving those landowners the right to, you know, perhaps just renegotiate the leases with the people who are already there. Or they can decide they'd like to take over their own land and do their own things, build their own businesses, build their own homes, whatever it is they want to do on their land.
What notable pieces of land would be returned to full ownership of Māori if these were abolished?
Well, there's about 26,000 hectares around the country. Some of the biggest blocks are on the west coast of the South Island, in Nelson, Motueka, Wellington, and Taranaki, a really big block, which is Paraninihi, Ki Waitotara in Taranaki. And closer to home for us, the Tuatini Township in Tokumaru Bay. And so it's not even that they're necessarily landmarks or people would know. It's just land that those local people can't use, and sometimes aren't even allowed on. We've been told, you know, once where they, you know, they were trespassed off their land and couldn't even visit it, because it's been leased to somebody else.
So I noticed that perpetual land leases were stopped over in the UK about 100 years ago.
That's what makes it so wild. Our own colonisers thought it was too far, and they stopped it themselves. Meanwhile, the New Zealand government decided, oh, no, we're keeping them. The current government keeps them. This law has been reviewed over and over. The current law that holds perpetual leases, the Māori Reserves Land Act, it was designed 70 years ago. And when it was reviewed 25 years ago, all the reviewers said, this must stop, this is awful, this is incredibly unfair, and it just has to end. But nothing has happened, and we're responding to Māori who have approached us to ask for us to advocate on their behalf on this. And when we found out more about it, we were appalled. I believe this still happened. And I can't imagine what other businesses must feel. It's like they pay a fair rent that's been negotiated with the building owners or the landowners of the place they lease. And yet people who've got these sweet deals to pay next to nothing for the land that they're on, do whatever they like without having to talk to the landowners about it. And either they're, it's a massive advantage for them financially, but each time, each year, 120 years worth, it's a massive disadvantage for the people who actually own it.
If perpetual land leases were to be stopped, what changes would we see?
Well, firstly, the law would change to remove that part of it that enables them. And then we think that the government agents that currently now organise all of this should put their attention to helping those Māori landowners resume control of their land. So it might be that those landowners decide that they want the land back completely and that they want to end the leases. So they, you know, the people who are currently there would be given a notice and then they would have to leave. Or they might actually want to renegotiate and allow those people to stay, but they would do it on their own terms and, importantly, at market rate. Because currently they're all on low rate, and the most criminal thing out of all of this, I feel, is that Māori landowners have the opportunity to buy out the lease, and even that, getting my head around it, this is someone who owns the land, they would have to pay someone who's leasing it to get it back. This doesn't happen in any kind of other property transaction, so it's quite bizarre. But the Māori landowners would have to get control back of their own land at full market rate, even though the leaseholders do not pay market rate. So they're not getting any income off it, hardly any, but they're expected to fully buy out that lease. It's remarkable.
If you had a set date in mind, by when would you like these to be stopped?
We're calling for this to stop this year. People have said, you know, why now? And we're saying 120 years this has been going on. Most people don't know about it, but the government has allowed it to happen for this long. We can end this year and then give those Māori landowners the opportunity to sort out what they want to do with it moving forward.
That was Elizabeth Kerikeri from the Green Party speaking to me about putting a stop to perpetual land leases.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.